Nice. Who am I speaking to?
Flight attendant Matt Smythe.
Schmitty.
Yes, known by everybody else, yeah.
Now, you obviously fly this Chinook. What's it like to fly?
Actually, really maneuverable, enjoyable aircraft. Despite the size, it actually manoeuvres manoeuvres incredibly well. Sort of a little fast car as opposed to sort of 4-ton truck, which it looks like.
I think the role that the Chinook plays in the RAF's work, both home and abroad, is so important, and often one is very aware of the fact that, you know, it represents, if you like, security, safety, and in many ways bringing somebody back home, as it were. So to speak.
I think you're right. I mean, home and abroad, we fulfil an awful lot of roles, be it troop manoeuvring, sort of packs moving or freight moving, so be it water, food, ammunition, on ops, and if even back home, you know, you look at what we've done recently in terms of national standby commitments. It's been flood relief to the north, you know, feeding sheep in Northern Ireland a couple of years back when the farmers couldn't get the fields. It just speaks for itself in terms of what it can do and its versatility.
Can we go back to the 1950s, I think, when it was first launched, the Chinook, wasn't it?
About that time, I think, for the Americans started using it. We didn't obviously get them, or the Royal Air Force didn't get them until the 1980s, as when we first received them. But yeah, I think it was introduced by the US Air Force for Vietnam.
And they're upgraded, of course, year on year, or over several years, over a period of time anyway, aren't they?
Beg your pardon, sorry?
Upgraded, I mean, the actual upgrading.
Yeah, probably the easiest way of looking at it is only Fours and Horses quote of its triggers broom, it's six new heads, five new handles. Yeah. You know, it's obviously a very capable, up-to-date aircraft, and it is because of those upgrades that it keeps on going. So we're split across currently four marks of aircraft, soon to be three, and the six Alphas, which we fly, date back to being Mark Twos, so with 13-odd thousand hours on them, and Mark Six, which is stood at the moment, which is probably 500 to 800 hours. So a wide range of sort of lifestyle, life terms in them.
Do you fly aircraft as well as your all aircraft? I mean, do you fly single wing aircraft as opposed to helicopters as well?
I don't personally. One or two people on the fleet fulfil other roles. So Stuart Kinniston flies for the AAF at Boscombe Down, so flying cadets at a weekend in his own time on the Tutor, so the same aircraft they fly here. And people have private pilot licenses and fly sort of recreationally, but myself, I get my enjoyment out of obviously flying for the Royal Air Force, but flying the Chinook.
So apart from doing the display stuff, I mean, obviously you're an operational Chinook crew as well, are you?
Yeah, all of us, we're all still on 27 at the moment, a few of us moving squadrons very soon, but we'll all be staying on operational squadrons, which effectively means amongst the training we do for the display through the week, we're still on operational flights, holding standbys throughout the year, and deploying to various places around the world with the force as and when required.
And I mean, obviously the RAF are celebrating 100 years this year. RAF Customer Air Show is an opportunity for people to get close to these machines, and also at the same time see you guys performing in the air as well.
Absolutely, and I think it's great that we can come to these things and actually engage with the public, because it gives us one, it helps us celebrate obviously 100 years, and helps us celebrate with the public, but it means we can engage with people that are potentially interested in the future in the military, and if so, hopefully the Royal Air Force, working from either, you know, in the cockpit, in the crew, or, you know, maintaining the aircraft that we fly, or helping us train up to those standards.
I think the one thing about this, the engagement for me is the actual sound of a Chinook, which I think is very special.
Yeah, I think the place up is I think legendary in terms of its noise as it arrives or departs from certain areas. So yeah, you can hear it inside the aircraft as well, which is always good fun.
We put this alongside the Merlin engine of a Spitfire, or maybe the Vulcan bomber, when that's flying as well. I mean, they are very unique in their own particular way. This is their own personality.
Definitely own personality. And personally, I think most people would probably, I think, you know, so you look at the Merlin engines or something like that, I think there's something sort of legendary about them. I don't think we're quite at that scale, but it's definitely unique in its noise.
How many years in the RAF now?
11 years.
I presume you're going to carry on with your career in the RAF?
I see a future for me in it. I really enjoy flying, and I don't really want to get away from flying anytime soon, to be honest. So as long as the Air Force will have me, then I'll be sticking around for as long as I can fly these things.
Where are you based at the moment?
We're all from RAF Odium, so we're all 27 Squadron RAF Odium, and I think the majority of us have been on the squadron for 3 to 4 years now, on average.
Well done, and congratulations, and obviously we're looking forward to having you fly in this machine now as well.
No, thank you very much. Yes, great talking to you.
That's great. Lovely. Thank you.